At this time, we'll meet our candidates for District 32. There are four folks running for District 32. I'll mention those folks, and then we'll meet the gentleman who's with us tonight. The candidates in District 32 are Judy Duhon, who is not with us tonight, Steve May, who's not with us tonight, Glenn Womack, not with us tonight, but we do have Daniel M. Danny Cole. Danny, thank you for being with us today at our forum. At this time, I'll get you to come up and make an opening statement. Sir, you have 2 minutes to talk to the folks here in the room and our radio audience with us tonight.
Well, I thank you for the pleasure to come and to speak to you tonight. I've been teaching school all day. I drove from Alexandria to here, and I think I've got something to be said. I am an old-timey Democrat, and what that means is I heard the word long brought up in Baton Rouge. Well, before the longs came, this state was almost a third world country. But because they raised taxes, which I am not for taxes, I think we've got plenty of taxes. We've got school books in public schools, and now we do have some infrastructure in the state. And we've got a great capital that has served us for many, many years. And he was a man that paid the ultimate sacrifice. So I am an old-timey, long Democrat. And what that means for me is I'm standing behind this pulpit, and I'm taking my time because I am here to represent those who don't represent them, that aren't being represented. I am here to represent the poor and those that are on fixed incomes. My district is 38% poverty. Louisiana, which hasn't been told tonight, period, we are 49th in the country. 49th in the country when it comes to poverty. And my district is one of the lowest districts in the state.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. If you will, have a seat there, and we're going to get started with the questions. And because you're the only one with us tonight, we're going to probably zip through these pretty quick. So I'll start with this one I wrote this afternoon. It says, Louisiana's roads are in rough shape. Our infrastructure projects are years behind of our current needs, and a major North Louisiana employer just announced last week if the infrastructure didn't get fixed, they were going to move their operation to Texas. So how would you work to address the shortfalls, and do we need to tax gas at a higher rate to do it?
I am against raising taxes through gas because of just what I just told you. And the reason why is because it affects people who make $1,000 a month. Can you imagine what a 13 cents gas tax will do to those people on fixed incomes? See, it's about priorities. We need to set our priorities straight in this state. We have got to have a new way of doing business. I think the money is already there, and I think that we need to be more transparent in the way that we do business. We need to make our biddings more public, and they need to be more competitive, because we are the taxpayers are not getting a good deal.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Another question for you. Should recipients of state aid undergo things like drug tests for welfare, housing aid, and food stamps?
I'm all for getting rid of drugs, period, in any shape or form or fashion. And I believe that we should have those same demands on these businesses that we fund as well, not just the poor. We need to, if we wanted to reform this state, we need to stop from the top down and not from the bottom up.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole, it cost about $7,500 per child per year for quality care and educational care for kids birth to 4 years old. So do you support early pre-K education, and should we make that available for everyone, and how do we pay for it?
Well, the research in education shows if we get a child, the sooner that we can get a child and we can start the educational process, the greater chance that child is going to grow up and be successful. He won't be on drugs. He won't commit a crime. And so we've got to focus our attention on reaching these kids before they're 13. You talked about a while ago about prison reform. By the time they get to prison, it is too late. See, I teach school, and I teach these kids that you're talking about. And you've got to set high expectations for those childs. As me being a senator, I've got high expectations for myself. I believe that we can turn this state around if we will quit all of this Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. We've got to work together if we're ever going to compromise. You know that the Constitution was brought about because of compromise.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. By the way, I want to ask, what grade do you teach?
I teach special education. I've been in public education 30 years, and I have been a pastor for 30 years. And so I currently hold three jobs. I'm probably the only man that, well, actually four, a dad. So I hold four jobs, and just to make ends meet, the way that we do taxes in the United States is grossly and totally and completely unfair. And we've got to change the way that we do business.
A lot of the projects that we've been talking to other candidates about, there's federal money there, but you've got to have some state money or local money to match those funds sometimes to get them. Are we able to properly fund projects? And if you had unlimited money, what would be some of your projects you would work on?
Well, first of all, I want to address the issue, if you don't mind, of funding. We were third in the country. We had the third largest economy at one time in this country, and we're down to ninth. And the reason why we pay taxes, why we pay state income taxes, is because we don't have the funding that we used to have. We produce a third of less oil from this state than we did back in the 70s. And so if we could produce more oil in this state, which is the number one industry in this state, we have laws that hurt the number one industry in our state. And if we don't have the funds, we need to be producing oil, and we're not.
Thank you. Another question. A minute ago, we were talking about the Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes it seems like there's gridlock between the parties, and nothing gets done sometimes in Baton Rouge. So what issues do you think that Republicans and Democrats can get together and work on to accomplish?
Well, I think there's several things that we can do. And first of all, one of my favorite quotes is, if we look for the good in people, we're going to find it. And so we've got to find the common ground before we can ever do good. And the common ground, hopefully, for anybody that's running, is that it is for the betterment of their people. I am running in a rural district. I have one of the largest districts in the state, and they're good people. They're church-going people. They're hard-working people, but we don't have jobs. Our small towns are dying, and if we don't get something done, we're going to see the death of these small towns. That's how come that I have given my campaign pledge to open my office in Jonesville, right in the center of the district, right in the center where poverty has its strongest grip.
Thank you. You mentioned you're a teacher and a pastor and other things, so I want to ask, in your professional career, what are some of the things that you can take from that that make you qualified to be a state senator?
Well, I've served on various committees throughout school. I have a master's degree plus 30. The other candidates, only the men in the race, only have a high school diploma. So I believe that it makes me be the most qualified man to speak in behalf of education. It is our number one goal and answer. But I have to tell you, my district's teachers make among the bottom in the entire state. We've got beginning teachers in Catahoula that make $1,500 a month with a college degree. And when they can go up and double and triple that in these big cities, that is grossly unfair. Our kids are just as important as any kid in the state.
Thank you. Your radio listeners, you're listening to Daniel Cole. He's running for Senate District 32. We're at our Meet the Candidate Forum live tonight at ULM. You mentioned a few problems there. I want to ask you, what are the three biggest problems you see in Louisiana right now?
Well, I believe the inequality of funding. I believe that we need a common sense approach to that. I think that the biggest problem is industry, and the bad thing is, and it's poverty. And so, but education, industry, and equality, they all kind of go hand in hand. They are warning us.
All right, so we mentioned three bad things. I want to ask you, what are the three things you think that we're doing great in? What does Louisiana have going for it?
Well, I think we've got the greatest people. I believe that people really want to work together. I tell you what, I'm proud to tell you that I am from Gina. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because several years ago, we had the Gina Six, and which went all over. And I'm here tonight to tell you that we have a black principal at our high school. We have changed. Our community has changed. And if our community can change, this state can change. But it won't until we start working together. I heard some really good ideas, and I'll be frank, I heard some bad ideas. I have not signed any pledge to anybody, whether it be a teacher union, whether it be oil or gas, or anybody. I haven't pledged anything as far as guns or anything. It's because I want to set myself up to do the best job that I can to represent the good of the people.
Mr. Cole, I've got one more question for you. A few years back, Louisiana signed up and joined up with the Medicaid expansion. And in your opinion, has that been a success or a failure? And what things would you do to change, or are you happy with where that is right now?
Well, it's according to who you're talking to. Some people say yes, some people say no. And you know, our prices keep going up. And I believe it's because the way we do business, we do not, we have not produced a environment in which to be sensible in the way that we spend money in this state. And we've got to, because as a teacher, we have had in the last 5 years, we have had increases in insurance gradually over that complete time. That $1,000 that you talked about has already been gone, because us teachers have had a pay decrease because our insurance premiums have gone up, and that has not been addressed.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Again, folks, we're talking tonight with our candidates, District 32, and there's some other events going on in the state of Louisiana. they all went to that, and we appreciate you being here tonight with us here in Monroe. Again, the candidates for District 32, Glenn Womack, Steve May, Judy Duhon, and Daniel M. Danny Cole. Mr. Cole, you have a chance to make a one-minute closing statement. If you want to come to the podium, you can do that. And to the folks in the room and our radio audience with us tonight.
Well, thank you for the privilege, the people, to be able to run. My campaign is simple. It says it on my sign. I didn't have to come and say it. Here to serve. I'm here to serve the good of the people, all people, rich, poor, middle class. We've got to turn this state around. My district desperately has to be turned around. And it's going to take new ideas. It's going to take new commitment. And it is going to take hardball politics. My campaign is what you can do is go to theriseofthe rooster.com, and I would appreciate it if you would give. But I believe that we can really turn things around. I think my presence, and because my campaign is called The Rise of the Rooster, I hate to call the people that didn't show up chicken, but I guess I'll have to.
All right. That's Danny Cole with us tonight. Sir, thank you for being with us tonight from District 32.